here's a story from The World.
A lot of the time you hear a band's name and you wonder, how on earth did they come up with that? The Paris-based blues rock trio Delgrès chose a historical figure as their namesake. We'll get a short history lesson from the band's founder in a moment, but first, a taste of Delgrès, the title track from their latest album, 4 AM. Now, about that name, Delgrès. That would be Louis Delgrès, born in 1766, a Creole officer in France's army in the Caribbean. Louis Delgrès eventually switched sides and joined the resistance in Guadeloupe after Napoleon Bonaparte wanted to reinstitute slavery there. Here's Pascal Danaï, founder of the band Delgrès, with more about the man at the source of their name.
He was born in Martinique. He was a mixed-race guy, and he died in Guadeloupe in 1802. You know, he was a soldier, and he believed really strongly in the principle of the French Revolution.
Pascal Danaï himself has roots in both Guadeloupe and France. He was born just outside Paris, but his ancestry is from the Caribbean archipelago. Pascal, when your fellow Guadeloupians hear the name Delgrès, what do they associate your music with? Is it kind of a sort of rebel music?
Yeah, most people associate it to, of course, because he was a rebel. So people would go, like, you know, this is music where you try to fight the system and all that. In one way, it is. But the reason why I picked that name is because I'm from Guadeloupean origins, and I didn't know about the guy until very late in my life. He's a hero in that island. So I decided to kind of pay tribute to him and through his story, kind of go back to Guadeloupe, find my roots back and reclaim that.
That history is very real for you, Pascal. Some century and a half after the abolition of slavery in Guadeloupe, on your first trip there from Paris, you were handed a letter. Tell me what was in that letter.
Yeah, that was something, because the first time I went to Guadeloupe, you're right, an old cousin of my father handed me the letter of freedom of my grandmother, dated 1841.
So a letter, kind of an affidavit of her freedom from slavery.
Yes, wow. Absolutely. And I could read not only the name, but also the age. So Louise Danaï, 27, and of four children. And among them, my grandfather, Ulysse. He was 1 year old when he was freed. And all of a sudden, all those stories you hear become so real. You know, it's like, wow. Then you can touch the thing, you know. And I guess that was part of what... later would lead me to write that music, that's the whole Delgrès thing.
Mm. I was just about to ask you, musically, where did that letter send you? But, I mean, more to the point, what were you feeling when you first held that piece of paper?
Well, I felt like, I don't know, I was given one key to where I come from. Because, you know, when you grow up from West Indian parents in France, mainland, you feel very French. The other part of you is like, you know, you eat rice and peas and you have all this, people speak Creole around you. But all of a sudden, you go there, you see that letter, and then everything becomes real. Another part of you is taking shape. That was really deeply moving, of course, as you can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. So the new album, 4 AM, the record release party for it was a concert in a way, a performance of the album, and you filmed it in a nameless factory somewhere in France where the workers have all been fired. And as artists, yeah. Delgrès is there to entertain and energize a revolt. I mean, this is all the conceit. I'm just curious, though, what relationship does Delgrès, the band, have to the labor movement in France?
4 AM is the time where my father, when he moved to France, he used to wake up at 4 a.m. to go and work as a labor guy, you know. He was working in factories and stuff. So the first song is called 4 heures matin, which is 4 a.m. We filmed the first video in a harbor when he actually arrived in France, in Le Havre. And we are surrounded by working people. And because that's where we come from, most of us in the band. You know, so we kind of pay tribute to these guys through my personal history and the story of my father. Mm-hmm.
working people in the factory who are grooving to your music. I mean, we really get a sense of that in the album's track, Alea. We see you in the band and a whole parade of people with flags marching down a runway. What is the song Alea all about?
Oh, Alea is about separation. Because this is very much part of my personal history. Because my father moved to France in 58 with only two kids. He left my mother behind and three more kids. And of course, all my, you know, my siblings, they had to live because I was not born that yet. I was born when they were reunited.
When your mother came from Guadeloupe to France.
Yeah, when she came from Guadeloupe. So I guess I was like, you know, a happy ending. I don't know. but yes, so that separation and the fact that you see the people you love leave. Could be sometimes to go to another country. Sometimes it's because, you know, they just leave this world. And this is something we all have to live through at one point in our life. And that song is very much about that.
Is your father or your parents still with us?
No, they're not. They passed away.
I'm curious how you think your father would have reacted to the presentation of your music in this way.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he would be really proud. And the fact that I could shed some light on everything that he would just take as being normal, you know, that generation of people.
Things like what? What would he consider normal that you consider totally abnormal?
But he considered normal just the fact that, you know, you provide for your family. Our parents, grandparents, they would just like, you know, get up in the morning, go for it, provide for their family and don't ask too many questions, you know. But sometimes it's just for us to stop for a while, look at them and admire them for what they do, because this is not that easy. Sometimes, you know, this is a way of saying thank you.
Pascal Danet is the founder of the band Delgres. Their new album is 4 AM. Thank you very much, Pascal. Good to speak with you.
Thank you very much.